Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mara from Amherst.
Hey, how are things in Amherst?
They're really, really nice.
That's what I'm told. I've never been to Amherst, sadly, but I understand it's this beautiful oasis of kindness and love and political correctness in the midst of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
That's about it. Well, Mara, welcome to the show. Now, Corva Coleman is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yay.
Here is your first limerick.
Things with parents we ethically treat, but for mealtimes we're trying to cheat. And some cold cuts we'll grab from a dish in the lab. We are trying to grow some fake
meat.
Meat, yes, very good. What could be better than a sizzling pork sausage fresh off the grill? How about sizzling pork-like sausage straight from the Petri dish? That's what the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, is hoping for in a controversial move that has caused a near civil war within the organization. PETA is offering $1 million prize to the first person to come up with a method to produce commercially viable quantities of in vitro meat at competitive prices by 2012. The theory being it might be a bizarre perversion of nature, but at least we won't have to be mean to any more adorable little pigs. However, the move was protested by a new group, PETHA, P-E-T-H-A, or People for the Ethical Treatment of Horrifying Abominations. Here is your next limerick.
Effete speech is a dead horse they flay. So is mincing about acting fey. But stop a bad joke, and all free speech will choke. So it still is okay to say...
I don't know.
You don't know? Mincing about acting fey? I can't believe I just said that.
No, I don't know. Play? Play?
Gay? Gay? Gay?
Yeah.
Yes, gay? You're right. Gay? Gay?
Gay?
Good news, British free speech lovers. Now that a proposed ban in Britain's House of Lords has been rejected, you are free to make all the gay jokes you want. If the measure had passed, allusions to strangely neat apartments and a love for Broadway musicals would have been a thing of the past, and there would have been more arrests, like that of Oxford student Sam Brown, who was hauled in after he made the mistake of calling a mounted policeman's horse gay. Television star Rowan Atkinson of Mr. Bean in Blackadder fame was among those who spoke out against the ban, which ultimately failed when the British peers realized the new law would basically ban all mentions of actor Tom Cruise. Which we can still say until he sues us. Here is your last limerick.
The Wii raises heart rates, we're told. So to seniors, the systems are sold. Repeat business is tame. They don't want to buy games. Just one game is fine when you're...
Old,
yes, very good. As you know, the Nintendo Wii is a huge success. Everyone from grandpas and housewives are playing Wii tennis in their living rooms. But the problem is, that's all they're playing. Old folks are perfectly happy with the sports games that come with a console. They have no interest in running out and buying any new games. So you know, they're happy with the bowling and maybe, if they're daredevils, the cow racing on Wii Play. As a result, game sales are down. Software designers are having to come up with new ideas to get older Wii users off the Barker loungers. So coming soon to a store near you, Denny's Diner Dash, in which players compete to get to the restaurant in time for the early bird special, and the senior citizen-themed first-person shooter, I Said Get Off of My Lawn. Corva, how did Mara do in our quiz?
Peter, Mara had 3 correct answers, so she'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice, on her home answering machine.
Thank you.
Well done. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing, Mara. Bye-bye.
Thank you.